And our inspirations, of course, for today is with somebody you know very well at Radio Veritas, Director Father Emil. Father Emil.
Good morning to you, and a very happy feast day to you.
And to you too, Father. Thank you very much.
I think of my good friend Gregory Mashaba, who is a good friend of mine, and his feast day today, and he sent me a message this morning. So, Greg, are you listening? A very happy feast day to you too.
Oh, nice. Happy feast day, Ntate Mashaba. And today, Father, you know, it's the 3rd of September, and it's just a day after a great day at Radio Veritas.
Yes. Well, a happy birthday for yesterday, Colin.
Thank you, Father. And yours was actually the first birthday message that I received. and it was lovely to hear from you. Thank you very much.
Well, I really hope you had a wonderful, wonderful day.
I did. It was quiet. I had lunch with my sister. She did a special birthday lunch, and it was wonderful.
Very nice. That's lovely.
And she cooked Collins.
I had a quiet day as well. And,
yes.
And today I'm going to go and see my ophthalmologist. So I've got a fairly busy day today, but it's lovely just being back on Radio Veritas again, I must say.
It's lovely.
Radio Veritas, I really do.
It's lovely to have you, Father.
Thank you very, very much. And it's lovely that you visited me the other day. It was really nice to see you again.
Oh, what a joy. What a joy. You were looking so much better.
I am feeling much better. And it's my legs are still weak. That's the only trouble, and I don't go anywhere without a nurse. I'm now back at St. Mary's, and in the Fayo Care, which they've given me a lovely little room here. So if I need a nurse, I just push the button, and within a minute, somebody's here.
How wonderful.
So it's very, very, very kind and compassionate, and they're so good. The sisters are good, the nurses are good, and I'm very, very happy here, and I'll be in the frail care now, I think, for a couple of weeks still.
Yes.
And then I'll move back into my flat again.
And are you still planning to go down to Mossel Bay?
No, not for the time being.
Right.
I spoke to my doctor, Dr. Bizwoda, and he said, no, better not to go now because I've got to have treatment. I want to tell you about my treatment. But he said, it's, you know, that place is a little bit out. It's very beautiful. But if I need a treatment, there won't be anything available there. So
no.
I've just got to be sensible and take it easy, I think.
Yes.
For the time being, anyway.
Father, I think maybe tell us then what your condition is and, you know, the diagnosis.
I was in hospital for 2 months. And it was a very, very trying time. I was depressed. I was fragile. I was very weak. Most of the time I was lying down. In fact, at one stage, when I contracted this hospital infection,
The superbug.
Anyway, whatever it's called. I was so weak I couldn't even lift my arm.
Oh, yes.
I put my glasses on. So many people who saw me at that time thought this was it. And I didn't realize that I was so sick. I was really, very, very sick. And people thought that, you know, this is the end. In fact, the doctors themselves said it was touch and go. They had practically given up on me.
Yeah.
There was nothing they could do really brought them any answers at all. So I was sick. I was up in intensive care for about 4 days. And it all went very well. My blood pressure had gone up, sky high. No, sorry, it came down.
Mm-hmm.
70 over 40 when they put me into the intensive care. But then they got it normal again. And now my blood pressure is quite normal.
Good.
They still didn't know what my problem was. As my physician said, Father, you're an enigma to us. You're not an simple, ordinary, standard case. So I'm very special. I feel very special.
I think so, but I think, too, your recovery was nothing short of miraculous.
Well, it is, you know, and I'm very grateful. As the doctor said to me once, you can thank all those people praying for you because That's the only reason why I think she said you pulled through.
Yes.
So I know I'm very grateful to all the many, many listeners we have on Veritas who have been praying for me and sending me messages and just keeping me in their prayers. And I'm really grateful to them. And then to Our Blessed Lady and to St. Martin, to whom I have a devotion, and Blessed Benedict Gaswa. I mean, you know, so many people have influenced me and touched my life in this time. Yes. As I've said, it's been a very low period in my life. I try to see it in a positive light and pray through it. And I really often prayed the prayer of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, where, yes, you know, he was just surrounded by nothingness and by emptiness and general discard. And I really felt like that. It's difficult for me to say now, but at the time, you know, if you close your eyes, for example, and you look into the back of your eyelids, you can sometimes see, you know, devastation and all that sort of stuff. And that was a time when I really prayed very deeply with Jesus, thanking God just for enabling me to share in the suffering of Jesus. So those were the trying moments. Those were the really hard moments. And during all this, I was truly supported by the love and the prayers and the attention of so many people. In the hospital, the nurses were fabulous, and the doctors couldn't do more. They were really a wonderful team of doctors. And so I really got the best possible treatment. Now, in the end, the doctors said, you know, if all that they are doing doesn't reap the results, then I need to have a biopsy. So we were trying to avoid biopsies, because yes, biopsies are intrusive. And the one biopsy they wanted to do was the kidney biopsy. And then in the end, they also did a bone marrow biopsy. And I was fearful of this. I thought this was going to be very, very painful. But it wasn't painful at all. It was quite pleasant, actually. So they did the two biopsies, the bone marrow and the kidney biopsy. And kidney biopsy was fine. It caused a little bit of bleeding, which had to be eventually sucked away, I suppose, in some way by thinning of the blood and so forth. But it took a long time for the two biopsies to come up with their results. In fact, when I saw my doctor on Thursday, the kidney biopsy hadn't yet come back from the microbiology department. But the bone marrow had come back, and what they are now convinced about is that my condition is what they call amyloid lambda. I'm sure you haven't heard about that. And there are lots of people listening now will never remember it. Mm-hmm. Amyloid, AMYLOID, amyloid lambda. You can look it up on the internet. It's very interesting. What it is your bone marrow produces what they call immunoglobulin protein. All right. It's a protein. And this gets fed from the bone marrow into your immune system. And this protein in the immune system is meant to fight infections. Now, I'm evidently producing too much of this. So it's being discharged into my nervous system, which is my CIDP that I have. And that's why I can't feel, because the sheath, myelin sheath around my nerves has been eaten away by my own immune system. So that's why I have no feeling in my hands or my feet. And the other thing is that this same production of protein is also eaten into one of my organs, which is my kidneys, and has affected the kidney, and so the kidneys don't function normally or as they should. So the kidney function, my kidneys are working and so on. There's no cancer. There's no malignancy or anything like that. But the treatment for this condition treatment is chemotherapy, light chemotherapy, which has no side effects. And it's taken at 4-day intervals for 2 weeks, and then there's a break of 3 weeks, and then another four days of chemo, and then it goes on for 4 months. Now, that should rectify the problem in the kidneys. And the hope is that it will also eventually have some effect on my CIDP, that hopefully I'll get back some feeling in my hands and my feet again.
Yes.
So, basically, I know it sounds all very technical, and when my doctor told me, I said, yes, but then when I looked it up on the internet as amyloid, A-M-Y-L-O-I-D, then I read up all the stuff, and that's basically what it is. It's the kidney, the bone marrow producing too much immunoglobulin, which is attacking my own body, it's attacking my nervous system, and it attacks my kidneys.
Yes.
So that's really basically what my problem is. I have no pain. I'm always tired, and my legs are always weak. I now got swollen ankles and so on during the day. So I'm on water tablets. But generally speaking, as you can hear, I'm fine. I'm really full of beans, but it's just walking. I don't walk without anybody. I always have my walker with me.
Yes.
So even with your walker, you still have to have somebody just monitoring you then when you walk.
I always have a nurse walking with me, yeah.
Yes.
You see, when I was in the Royal Bank Clinic, I was in the rehab ward for 2 weeks because I was simply unable to walk. I couldn't walk.
Yes, yes.
So they had to teach me to walk all over again. And I did very well. They were very impressed with my progress, that I was able to walk the way I did. And I never walked with a walker when I was at the rehab. I always walked on my own with a physician next to me, a physio next to me. They always put a strap around my waist. They keep their thumb in the back of the strap just in case I fell. But I never fell. But they were very, very good at the rehab. My plan now is that I'd like to go to the outpatients of rehab and get some rehabilitation there, some physiotherapy twice a week. They're very, very professional. They know the whole neurostructure of the body very, very well. And they're competent, very helpful and kind and so on. So these are things that I might have to be doing in the next few weeks while I continue to recuperate. And
yes.
I always love seeing people. And people, if they want to come and visit me, they must just let me know. And I love to see people. Because in the hospital, I was really lonely there when you're super cooped up in an aeroplane for 2 months.
Yes.
I hope I never go through that again.
So at St. Mary's, people can visit you anytime, of course.
I think so. You can just come along to St. Mary's and ring the bell and ask to see me. Today I'm going to go to my specialist, my eye specialist. I've got glaucoma. So I'm going to see him at 11 o'clock today. So I'm in a bit of a rush this morning.
Yes.
I know Charles Pritchard wants to come and see me this morning, but I have to leave here at 10 o'clock. And then I want to quickly pop around to Montreal, where I haven't been for a long time. I find stairs very difficult.
To climb, yes.
And going down inclines is also very difficult for me.
Father, there is one other remedy you can use to expedite your healing process.
Okay.
The plenty of golden gargle.
The golden gargle. I haven't got any more of that golden gargle. I'm going to get some more of that, actually.
Oh, I think so. I think so.
And, Father, so you're saying it's mild chemo. When are you starting this?
I was hoping to start this week, but I'm waiting for the medical aid to get back to us.
Yes.
The doctor has motivated for it. So it would have been, for example, Monday, Thursday, and then 4 days later, and 4 days later again. And then a break of about 3 weeks.
Yes, yes. Well, Father, we're with you all the way on your road
Thank
to
you.
Recovery.
Well, I just wanted to update everybody with how I am and where I am. And I thought I'd lost weight, but I haven't. I've put on a bit of weight.
You have.
So, which is fine. I'm all right. But I was very sick. I looked very sick. But I'm now much, much better. And I must say, the love and the care and the attention of the nurses here at St. Mary's and the sisters of the King William's Tongue congregation, I couldn't say more. I'm ever, ever grateful to them for all that they're doing for me. I feel really, really loved and cared for. And I think this, when I was in the hospital, I said to the doctor one day, I said, you know, doc, we can have all the medical tests. And at the Roseburn Clinic, they've got all the medical tests, every conceivable kind of machine they have. And they've done the tests. I've had MRIs and GEEs and XYZs and all the rest of it. I said to the doctor, there's nothing more health-giving than for you to sit down in the corner of my bed and give me your attention and show me your love and your care and compassion and so on. That's the best medication. All the other stuff, I'm fine, it's all there. But if a doctor just sort of pops in and pops out, I might want just to say to him, stay away. But when he sits, or when he stops and he gives me his attention and he talks to me, that is so vitally important. And I think generally speaking, not just for a doctor, but for anybody, when you visit somebody who's sick, spend a bit of time, be generous with your time, and never rush in and rush out. I know we're all very busy about things, but we need to slow down a little bit. And my goodness, if I think of my life, I've always been very busy and rushing around and doing lots of things. Now I am forced to slow down. And I always say, if you're visiting people in hospital, be generous with your time. Hold their hands. Play with them. Be with them. That, for me, that's the best possible medication.
And Father, I think we need to say thank you to God for all these beautiful things that
Absolutely.
Have happened and this miraculous recovery, yes. And, of course, you're still on your way to full recovery.
I'm ever grateful to God for bringing me to where I am today. It is quite clearly miraculous that I am where I am. And I didn't realize, as I said, how sick I was, but I was very ill. But I'm grateful to God, and I'm grateful to every listener who's listening to me now. And I want to say, thank you for your love, your prayers, and your encouragement.
Thank you very much, Father. And we'll catch up with you again soon, of course.
Bless you. Thank you very much, Hanya. Lovely, lovely talking to you and Colin.
Thank you, Father. And on your behalf, you don't have any golden gargle. I do, so I'll swig some for you.
Okay, all right, Colin. That's wonderful.
Bye-bye, Father.
My love to all the staff and everybody at Veritas. Eh?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Radio Veritas. Your Catholic connection.